From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham voters will choose from among 9 candidates for mayor in elections tomorrow. WBHM's Noelle Annan spoke with residents around the city to find out what's on their minds.
When asked what they'd like to see addressed in Birmingham, 2 things rose to the top.
Crime and these roads around here.
Well, I feel like everybody has said the pothole issue, so I'm not going to touch down on that.
Crime is most of the biggest issue in Birmingham, and something needs to be done about it.
I would go with roads, a little faster acceleration on fixing the roads. Been doing a good job so far.
That was Terrence Pennock, Destiny Tarver, Dennis Harris, and Kenny Burgess. Roads have been an ongoing concern for years. And crime? Birmingham is fresh off a record-breaking year of homicides. Since then, the homicide rate has dropped by more than half over the last year. However, police report a 2% uptick in violent crime over the first half of 2025, primarily through theft, burglary, and aggravated assault. Dennis Harris says there needs to be a solution to crime, and that could come through investing in the city's youth.
You know, it's a serious problem. I think they actually need to give the youth something to do. If they give them something positive to do, they probably wouldn't do it.
Destiny Tarver, a self-described Gen Zer, says she hopes city leaders will cater to its residents and children, not just those who are visiting.
That same type of growth and community that we have for, like, tourists and things, but putting it into our children so they can grow up and be healthy, happy adults also.
Tarver notes a contrast. She sees old, empty buildings downtown, but also new infrastructure, like the Coca-Cola Amphitheater north of the BJCC. At the same time, she wonders why Birmingham struggles to find solutions for unhoused people, while she believes there are plenty of spaces and resources for them.
We have the capacity to keep everybody safe and housed and healthy, so I wish we would do more about that, really.
Another voter, Valerie Crum, takes a faith-based look at solutions for unhoused people.
We're in a spiritual warfare, but we're definitely in a physical warfare, too. It's really hurting the poor. And that God says the poor will be with you always. So we need to have more compassion.
While crime, roads, students, and redevelopment resonated with these voters, all voters will have their say on city leadership tomorrow. Polls open at 7 in the morning. Noelle Annan, WBHM.